Marcelo Rocha is joining us. He is the male student athlete of the month of November for the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Program from Peabody High School. Cross-country runner, outstanding student. And Marcelo, congratulations on winning this honor.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you with us. And Marcelo, you've done a great job cross-country in the North Shore, Northeastern Conference. But tell us about what's happened after the regular season ended. What's happened for you? Because I know you got a big trip to San Diego for some national competition this weekend. But take us through those steps after the regular season.
After the All-State meet, I went to New York to run in the Foot Locker Northeast Regional. And only the top 10 finishers get to go to the national meet in San Diego, and I was number 10.
That's fantastic. And so now it's on to, and that was in the Bronx, New York, correct?
Yes.
And what was that course like? I mean, is it the same course you ran on in last year down there?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, so you are familiar with the course. Did they take you the same routes, or were there some changes?
It was the same.
Yeah, okay. It's getting old hat for you. You're all set. Now, so you're out to San Diego, and what kind of competition are you going to be up against there? In other words, how many different regions are there? Are there just four, or are there more than that?
There's just four, and each region has 10 people. So there's going to be 40 in the race, and everyone is so good now. And there's really no predicting how well you're going to do. It's kind of run your heart out and try to run as fast as you can.
Yeah. Now, what do you do? I can't imagine you do anything different for something like that in preparation for it than you would in any other race. Does that sound right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Try to relax and not think about the meet that much and focus on school until that day and just try to do the same routine as you usually do.
Mm-hmm. And how were you feeling in the meet in Saturday down in New York? Were you feeling okay that day?
Yeah, I was a little, just trying to hang in there the whole time with the pack, the top 10 pack, and as soon as we finished, one of the officials told us that we were the top 10, and I was just so excited. It was a great feeling.
No, absolutely, great thing. Now, we talked before, but I just want to ask you the question about how you got into cross-country running, because your parents were both very good cross-country runners, correct? And but that's not quite how you got into it, correct?
Correct. I played soccer in middle school, and my sister ran for the middle school team when she was there a couple years before, and she told me it was really fun, and that the it was just a great atmosphere, so I tried it, and I fell in love with it, and I continued to like it even more once I went to high school, because everyone was so tight-knit, and the team was just so great to me. It's just a close family when you're up there.
Yeah. Let's talk about school for a couple of questions here. What is your favorite subject area in school? Because you're obviously an outstanding student, and so where are your favorite? What are your favorite classes?
My favorite classes are mock trials and U.S. history, most definitely.
And that's what you might look to do, something like that, when you get to go to college.
Hopefully, yeah. I really undecided, but I'm leaning towards that.
Yeah. And what about a challenging subject? A subject that you've taken on, but it's not easy, so to speak.
Pre-calculus and chemistry.
Yeah, there you go. Pre-calculus, chemistry. And I guess the other thing I see here is, student government or student leadership. What do you do in the school beyond just the academics and athletics?
I'm part of the Junior Rotary Club or Interact Club and peer mediation. I'm also a class officer because I am the class secretary for the junior class.
Well, that's great. Okay. Well, Marcelo, anything else you want to share with us about winning this honor or anything else about cross-country school at Peabody High School?
Just thank you for nominating me, letting me get this honor,
and
for the interview. Thanks.
Yeah, well, congratulations. It's nice meeting you. Best of luck out in San Diego this weekend, and to tag on to what you just said, a special thanks to the Peabody Athletic Department and the coaches and AD Phil Sheridan for nominating you and so on, because that's it's obviously you're a great candidate for this, and best of luck out in San Diego. So great talking with you, Marcelo.
Thank you.
Marcelo Rocha, who from Peabody High School, cross-country runner, and the November Male Student Athlete of the Month for the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Program, right here on MSONewsports.com.